Greetings, and thank you for joining us for another week of Crystal Temple Presents, live from the Crystal Temple in Portland, Oregon. Our website here is www.crystaltemple.org, and our phone number is 503-249-0303. My name is Amanda Jones, and I will be your host for the show today. If you have been listening in past weeks, I've been host show every week, so it's been really fun. It's been quite an adventure. And I think we've been on air now here for 2 months, so I really hope that you guys are enjoying the shows that we've been presenting to you. If you have any suggestions or, you know, would like to hear something specifically, please shoot me an email. I'd love to hear your ideas. My email address over here is amanda@crystaltemple.org. I know that a lot of you really enjoyed Lorraine on the show a few weeks ago, and so we're going to try to have her back here in the next couple weeks and see if she can't do some more readings and give us some more information on the moon, because she's so amazing with that. So the last week when I was on the show, we had Bill Magic, who talked about hoodoo and Santeria. We also had Almerea Dream Seed on for just a few moments because we were hosting him here at the temple to do his Awakening the Lotus Heart activation, which was really, truly an amazing experience. And he does travel up and down the West Coast. So if you have a chance or if you'd like to see him in person, just visit his website. His website is SynergenesisCode.com. So, and then last Friday, we did a Tantra meetup and had our weekly Friday night spirit dance. We had quite a few people. Most of the people stayed after the Tantra meetup to dance here at the temple, and it was just so amazing. It was really a lot of fun. We played DJ. Our DJs didn't show up, but we played DJ. We were playing everything from Led Zeppelin to techno and trance music, so it was really a good time. Saturday, David joined us and taught a great prosperity class, and there was quite a few people, and we did really some great ritual and some great magic to increase abundance and prosperity here, not even locally, but all over the place. We sent that energy out so that hopefully each of you will be able to feel that more prosperous and abundant energy as it sort of filters out throughout the U.S. We had our DNA activation night, Saturday night, which was every month we do these. We do a free lecture. We also have DNA activations available for those people who come to the free lectures for $40, which is a greatly reduced rate. And Sunday evening, we hosted Tom Lang, who is a local didgeridoo player, and we had a sound awakenings event where he plays his Tibetan bowls and gongs and plays his didgeridoo. He does also travel and teaches didgeridoo lessons. So if that's something you're interested in too, please just email me. If there's anything that you hear me talking about that just sparks your little interest, I have all sorts of contact information and don't want to take up time over the radio to share all of that. But you can shoot me an email at amanda@crystaltemple.org or, you know, give me a call. Here, 503-249-0303. So that was this last week, and that was very, very fun and very exciting, and we always, you know, are cruising along and super busy. We're open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every week, Wednesday through Sunday. So, but this week, we have a special guest. Her name is Sandra Reed, and welcome, Sandra.
Welcome. Thank you, Amanda. I'm delighted to be on your show. It's wonderful.
Oh, good. Thank you. And I wanted to talk to you. We're having you on the show today, and as I wrote on the website, you are a channel for Melchizedek, and you also do some angel work. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. I do a lot in between, too. I do a lot of classes and so forth. Having been working with angels, goodness, now for probably, oh, maybe 11, 12 years, in a very conscious way, and probably long before that, you know, but much more frequently and more familiar with their energy and bringing them through. So it's been quite a journey and a joy to work with them.
So you started this work with angels about 12 years ago, you said, right?
Yes, I did.
How did you get into it? What sort of sparked your interest? Because I know, you know, most people don't wake up and say, I'm going to do something with angels today.
Well, I think probably I've always, you know, known about the angels since I was a child. And you know, there was sort of like a time when I began to look more deeply into a lot of the metaphysical studies and the various things that were out there back in the 70s and 80s. And I went to a Archangel Michael conclave and experienced firsthand, you know, him standing in front of me. And he was extremely tall and amazing, and the energy was amazing. And I was rather speechless for a while afterwards. But it was an opening for me, I think, in the work that I do now. And I've had a couple of other experiences along the way as well. But that was like the most profound, you know, to see him standing there in front of me.
Wow, I can only imagine what it would be like to open your eyes and see Archangel Michael just standing there. Well, hi, how's it going?
Yes, well, it wasn't exactly what I said. You know, I was feeling rather awed by the experience. And I was shaking all over afterwards, and it took a while for me to really, you know, get my energy back to a place where I could actually leave the room, because it was... It was quite a jolt of energy that came through with it, and totally unexpected, of course.
Mm-hmm. So it sort of started your first experience with the angels, and you were hooked ever since, huh?
Yes, indeed. And then I worked with them myself for quite some time, for a number of years. You know, I just would channel, and different ones would come in and guide me and help me, you know, with my daily life. And then I was helping a friend of mine who was teaching a dream class at the local community college. And we completed that class, and then the college wanted, apparently a lot of people wrote in that they wanted to have classes on angels. And so they approached me about this, and well, my friend did, and I said, "Oh my goodness, I work with the angels, yes, myself, but not to, you know, teach people about them." And so I said, "No, I'm not going to do that." Well, I was driving to work about a week later, and as I was driving down the highway, all of a sudden, I am seeing the entire format of the first class that I was going to be teaching, and all about angels. So I got the message quite clear that indeed I was going to be teaching about angels to people, and out of that developed a whole class with a syllabus and goals and objectives and all of that that you have for a college class. But was in the continuing ed department that they were offering these metaphysical and spiritual classes. So it was a wonderful opportunity. I taught it quite a few semesters. And then I had an opportunity to go to Japan, and a friend of mine was living over there, and she invited me to come over and teach. And at that point, it was a huge, big step for me, but I did it. And had to take a whole week of, not a week, but a whole series of eight weeks of classes and put them into a two-day workshop, which was not real easy, but I managed to do it. And then didn't she go and book me for doing private sessions, angelic healing sessions, which I'd never done before. And I didn't know this, but apparently, you know, the angels had a different idea of what I was going to be doing than I did. And so, you know, the clients came in, and my friend was interpreting for me, and, you know, there I am. And I ended up just doing it, and I began to take the people up into an experience of the angelic realms. I was apparently able to open the gates and bring them up into the angelic realms and have them communicate with their angels. And it was very healing for them and very profound and surprised me greatly, you know. So I got over that was like my initiation by fire, I guess you'd say. So,
wow.
Pretty interesting the way those things happen, you know.
Yeah, and I wanted to just share with everybody who's listening out there that you, as much as I'd love for you to live in Portland, you don't live in Portland. You live in Pennsylvania, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody over on the East Coast wanted to get a hold of you, how would be the best way for them to contact you?
Well, always by phone. I do travel a lot with the work I do, both here in this country and abroad. But I always have my computer with me, and my phone comes right directly into the computer, so I usually can get my messages that way. And, of course, through my website by email is another way.
Would you like to share your website and email with everyone?
Sure. It's pathwaysoflighthc.com.
Great.
And the email would be sandra@pathwaysoflighthc.com.
I'm writing that down. Okay, pathwaysoflighthc.com if you wanted to get a hold of Sandra about any of the angelic healing work or workshops that she does and she teaches. And so you're traveling and you're doing different workshops and teaching different things. Anything super exciting coming up that you'd like to share about?
Well, I will be coming to Portland in November.
Right, that's right. You're coming here
to do an angel workshop. I call the workshop Angels, the Angelic Presence. And, you know, it's a really... I love doing the class. Of course, I love working, doing anything with the angels. So it's always, you know, really amazing, beautiful, light-filled, and happy energy. And I do, you know, meditations. I lead them in meditations. I take them through different exercises. So it's quite an experience day for people to really engage with the angels. So that's coming up, and then I'm also going to be doing the Melchizedek work in November in Portland as well. I will be doing the private sessions that I do, as well as doing a group channeling.
And you have a contract to channel for Melchizedek, is that, and just
yes,
for our
I
listeners,
do.
In case they don't know, who's Melchizedek?
Well, Master Melchizedek is written about in the book of in two books of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, he's written about, as well as in the book of Hebrews. And he was considered to be he's called the priest of Salem, which means priest of peace. And he was called the priest of the Most High God. He was the king of Salem, I should say, not the priest, but the king of Salem, the king of righteousness. And he's described as having come onto the planet not in the normal way of being born. He had no lineage, no mother, no father. And when he died, he just up and disappeared. So he came onto the planet just to institute certain energies. He worked with Abraham in this, one of the patriarchs in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, and he brought in he instituted the bread and the wine instead of the blood sacrifice, and he also instituted the tithe, and of course the priestly role, and anointed Abraham for the work. So he did a lot of teaching and bringing of certain energies to the planet, and I think two key words would be faith and trust that he brought forth, and change. He works a great deal with change, helping people to change themselves, and I find that with the private sessions that I do, what he really does, he works to change the constructs under which people have grown up that do not serve them, that were very difficult, and he works to go down into the core issues and just restructure things so that people can move forward and feel a great deal of freedom and empowerment to move forward in their lives. They're really incredible sessions, I find.
Wow.
I'm always amazed when I come out of them. I am a conscious channel. I am aware of what's happening during the session to a certain degree, and I am I'm there kind of in the background as he's working with the person and with the groups that I channel to, but I don't have much recall when it's completed. I'll remember it maybe immediately afterwards, just a little bit, and then, you know, it's pretty much gone from my consciousness. So they're pretty amazing sessions. And that's another little story. When obviously I've been channeling Melchizedek for a long, long time, but didn't really become fully aware that he was the one I was channeling until around 2003. So it's only been about 5 years that I've been conscious of he's the one that I'm channeling. And I have, you know, I've done the private sessions, and they've evolved. You know, the work has just continually evolved, and I, you know, as I look at the work today, and I'm amazed by it, and I think, my goodness, you know, what's the next thing that's going to happen, because it's just been changing and growing and evolving for these last few years, and I'm just amazed at what happens for people. About doing the group sessions with something that I really wasn't prepared for, but another friend of mine who lives in Ireland had invited me over there to do some work with teaching and with healing work, and unbeknownst to me, she did kind of warn me a little bit just as I was about to get on the plane, you know, and come there, but she had set up for me to do private sessions and group channeling with Melchizedek throughout Ireland. So we traveled all over the country and did this work, and it was profound. You know, I just, I'm just amazed and humbled by it. So, you know, it's an amazing thing to be able to bring through these incredible beings of light that can help so many people these days. So,
and what a great responsibility that you have. I mean, being able to be a channel for Melchizedek and be able to, you know, bring through these, like, such beautiful messages of hope and inspiration. That, what an honor.
Yes, I feel that. I feel the honor of it. I feel humbled by it. I feel, you know, amazed every time, you know, I do it. And it's also a little scary, you know, when you have to sit there before a group of people and you have no idea what's going to come out of your mouth. you know, it's like, you know, you don't know if it's going to make any sense, but I'm always afterwards, you know. I look at the people when I come out of the energy as I'm starting to come out of it, and I'm asking, looking at them, and they're all, like, stunned, you know, they're all sitting there not silent, not saying a word, and I ask them how they are, and it takes a little bit for them to be able to respond. It's amazing what happens. So, and I hear a lot of good reports, so it encourages me to keep doing it, so.
That's so cool.
To be able to do it.
Well, today we're talking with Sandra Reed. If you just joined the program, Sandra Reed does angelic healing and is a channel for Melchizedek, and her website is www.pathwaysoflighthc.com. So if you have any interest in perhaps, you know, putting together a program and hosting Sandra or contacting her regarding any of the classes or healing sessions that she offers, please do visit her website, or you can always contact me here at the Crystal Temple. The website here is www.crystaltemple.org, or you can call us 503-249-0303. So I have to ask you, Sandra, what is it that you like so much about doing this work? Because I heard through the grapevine that you are a registered nurse. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. I am. I've been doing nursing work for many, many years, and I actually retired in 2003, but I had done a lot of work most recently with a lot of visiting nursing and hospice work. That was my major field, although I've had experience in almost every field there is with nursing in the years that I've worked as a nurse. But, I felt very much like when I retired from it that now I'm still doing nursing. That's the way I feel about it. I'm still doing nursing, but now I'm not just working on the physical body and helping people to cope with their physical discomforts and experiences, but also working on the deeper, on the soul and the spirit level as well. So I'm still in that healing, work, you know. It's just expanded, which makes me happy.
And I'm sure doing this light work and stuff, you get to sort of create your own schedule, which is nice at some level, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, I enjoy that part of it. It's nice to be retired and then to do what you really love to do. It's like I'm finally now doing what has been my heart's desire to do for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Early on, of course, nursing was very, very important to me, but as time went by and I began to work with the Rocky Mountain Mystery School and be initiated in their programs, their adept and teacher and guide programs, and to go through those levels of training that they offer and still continue with that, I began to, I began to feel there was much more for me to do. And so I've been happy to do that, and it's like a whole new career, opened up for me. But it's one that I find that I'm probably busier now than I was when I was working full time as a nurse, So
Bet. I've seen your travel schedule, and you're traveling all over the place.
Yes, I'm not home much these days, but I love this life, it's just amazing. I've always loved traveling and never was able to do much of it when I was younger, but now I have the freedom to do that and the opportunities, so it's such a wonderful joy, and privilege to be able to do what I'm doing.
Well, I know you were over here a couple weeks ago, and you're headed off to Ireland tomorrow, is that correct?
To England. I'm going
to England
tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll be there for a week. Then I'm home a couple weeks, and then I head down out to South Africa. I'll be out there in Johannesburg and Cape Town teaching and doing healing work there, too.
And we're so excited to host you here at the temple, so we can't wait. You got some really great classes, and I'm really excited to to listen to that channeling of Melchizedek, and I'm hoping that we can actually perhaps record it and replay it over the radio.
Well, that would be grand. I don't know if it can be recorded. Sometimes the energy is so high that the machines don't operate properly.
That's but, true, right?
But, you know, we'll see what happens. You can always try it and see what happens. That would be great. I'd love to hear it, you know, to know what I said. Because I'm usually, you know, hearing what I said based on what people tell me, because I'm not really fully remembering when I come back.
Right. Well, speaking of what people tell you, I'm always interested. What have people said about your channelings? Because I, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing you in November, but I have to patiently wait until then. So I'm very curious.
Well, you know, they tell me how profound they are. They tell me how much it has changed them. They tell me they felt healing. I mean, it just depends on the person. But everyone seems to be affected by them in a very, very powerful and good way.
Mm.
And if they weren't, I wouldn't continue doing it. So it's my hearing their words back to me, all that feedback that is so positive and so uplifting and so you know, powerful for them, makes me want to continue doing it. It feels good. It feels right. It feels really clear.
Mm-hmm.
Coming through.
Wow, that's really it's so like so amazing how a being that, you know, is so enlightened and so far advanced can really come in and transfer their messages through these pure channels that, you know, live on Earth just, you know, in service to humanity, you know, like you. You know, Master Melchizedek comes and, like, gives these messages of hope and changes people's lives because of the work that you do and the service, you know, that you do. So that's really, like, I can't even describe, like, you can't even put your mind, you can't wrap your little, like, mind around it sometimes.
Yes, I know. It's, you know, I think part of, as I said, it's been an evolving process for me in my development, and as I develop and go through, you know, the further training and initiations and activations that I've had within the Mystery School, I think it has prepared me to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could do the level of work I do now without all that I have experienced through the Rocky Mountain Mystery School. I really hold the school with high, high esteem and gratitude, you know, for bringing me to this level in my life, so that, you know, it has offered me the vehicle for which I could grow and develop and be of service. And you know, it's just such an honor and privilege to be able to serve in this way these days. And who knows where it'll go? You know, it's not the end of the story. It continues to grow and expand for me and for all of us as we move forward in our path.
It's like the never-ending story.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Have you ever seen that movie, The Never-Ending Story?
Yes, I did. I don't remember it anymore, but I remember the title.
I love Atreyu. It's the dragon with the dog face.
Mm.
I have to watch it one of these days, but no, it's great. Oh, that's just so amazing. Well, I have to thank you so much for joining us on our show. I don't want to keep you too late. I've yacked your ear off. And although we have a whole bunch more to share on the show, is there anything else that you would like to share with anybody that's listening?
Well, I just really send my love and hope for greater joy in their lives. I hope that what I've been able to share today has been of some interest and importance to them, and that they will begin to begin to become more aware of the angels that are there every day supporting them and loving them and helping them, because we are surrounded with them. There's just, you know, an infinite number of angels that work with us, and many, many levels of angels. So they're here for us. We just have to ask. That's the most important piece, because that's the rule in heaven, if you will, that law of asking. So just ask, you know, and they come in. They help you. So I send that message off to everyone, and hope that life will begin to expand and grow and be more abundant and more prosperous and happier as days go by. Because the angels can certainly help us with that in these times especially. So I really, really thank you, Amanda, for allowing me to speak and to be on your show today. It's been quite fun, and I really have enjoyed it. And I look forward to working with you in November out there in Portland, and maybe some of the listeners will be able to come and share some of those events with us. That would be grand.
Well, thank you so much, Sandra. And if there's anybody out there that wanted to get a hold of Sandra about the excuse me, I shouldn't swallow and breathe at the same time. If anybody wanted to get a hold of Sandra about any of the work that she does, excuse me, or the channelings for Melchizedek, her website is www.pathwaysoflight.com.
And I can also give the phone number, too. It's 610-628-9536.
Beautiful. And those are two great ways to get a hold of Sandra. And if you have any other questions, you know, you can get a hold of her. Or, as always, I am available here at the Crystal Temple. And my email is amanda@crystaltemple.org. Or you can give us a call, 503-249-0303. And, sorry, I'm still sort of choking on my own breath. So we do thank you so much, Sandra, and I'm so looking forward to your visit here in November. And if anybody out there listening wants to get a hold of her, please do so through her website or her phone number. So coming up on the show, I guess we've got about 20 more minutes left, and I wanted to share a couple of things. I've got upcoming events. I've got a new seminar we've put together that we're sort of taking on the road, and our new newsletter just came out. But the first thing I wanted to do on our weekly show here on the upcoming events section is to say happy 4th of July to everyone, even though it's 2 days early. 4th of July is Friday. It's a great night to spend time with your family, spend time with your friends, go out and do something safe and fun, and you know, light a few fireworks and get together with your community. We are going to be hosting a huge barbecue. We're roping off our parking lot, and we're throwing this 4th of July extravaganza. It's beautiful that it's on a Friday night. We usually have our spirit dance every Friday. So we're going to put on some world music. We're going to roll the speakers out into the parking lot. We're going to make a huge mess with the barbecue. So you can show up and throw your stuff on the grill and bring a side dish to share. And we can, you know, blow stuff up in the parking lot. It's going to be so much fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And David said that he was going to have a really good time. He's an Aries and a total fire baby, and he loves lighting things on fire. And so you can rest assured that there will be much ado in the parking lot. If you're in the area, definitely swing by. And we're just right up the road, actually. You can almost see the fireworks from Vancouver, which is right across the river from our parking lot. So it's sort of an amazing place to sit and hang out. And there's going to be quite a few people. We'll have readings available. We'll be doing healing sessions on a donation basis. Just one of those things that we decided, you know what, let's get the community together, let's do this once a month. So we decided the first Friday of every month is going to be sort of a community night where we're going to have the potluck. We're going to have healings and readings available. We're going to have music and sort of like a free-for-all for the community. So I wanted to share that with you. If you're ever in town in Portland, or if you live in town here, swing by on a Friday night, and there's always something going on. You know, besides our classes, obviously, that we have regularly scheduled. So, speaking of classes, this weekend is our Shamanic Journeying Weekend, and it's a two-day intensive workshop. On Saturday, it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, it's from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and it's $340 for both days, which is an amazing deal for what you get. And it's just, in 2 days, you connect with your higher self, your power animals, the divas, the elementals, Mother Gaia, your guides, your masters, your angels. We take you on so many shamanic journeys that by the end of the weekend, you'll have a huge notebook full of notes of all these different beings that you've met, and it really is really empowering. Next weekend, and I'm just sharing all this information with you guys so you can write it all down. You can go to our website and look it up, because there's so much going on. We, this month, actually, we're starting a monthly master teacher program here at Crystal Temple. And every month, we are going to be hosting at least one, if not two, master teachers for the month. And so we've got people flying in from all over the world doing programs. The first one we have is this month. It's July 11th, 12th, and 13th. And Elizabeth Selden from Los Angeles is coming up next week. And she is going to be on a radio show next week. She is a Wicca and Women's Empowerment Master Teacher within the Rocky Mountain Mystery School. She is an accomplished and working vocalist and actress in Los Angeles. And after many years of study in Wicca, has become a full-fledged 13-level Wicca High Priestess and initiated Celtic Shaman. So she's put together a unique series of workshops for women that sort of unleash our special powers that men can never really understand. As women come alive, they awaken the men in their lives and then the men in society. So she does definitely bring forth the knowledge that it all starts with the woman. She is a trained oracle in the lineage of the Oracles of Delphi. She has created several unique oracle readings, and perhaps we can have her do readings or so next week. That would be fun. So when she's on the show. So Friday the 11th, she's going to be starting off with the Goddess Circle, with the Goddess Hathor. On the 12th, she's doing an elemental magic class on practical magic. If you've ever seen the movie Practically Magical or Practical Magic, I don't remember, with Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman, it's a great movie. And that's basically what she's going to be doing. In this class, is going over all sorts of crazy ways that you can make magical concoctions at home using things that you would find in your kitchen or in the garage, or, you know, just normal everyday objects that that you never really knew how to put together and put to use to create something in your life. And she'll definitely, it's a full day workshop on that, so there's lots of information. And Sunday, she is going to be doing an Unveiling the Goddess workshop. And that is focused on really unleashing the feminine power. Because we've lived in this predominantly patriarchal society for the past several thousand years, the female role has been suppressed, and quite honestly, a lot of that has been lost. So the purpose of this class is to awaken the divine female who lives empowered and in harmony with herself and her environment. And so she addresses, you know, what happens when a woman stands and starts blossoming in her own power, and how the energy for manifestation and empowerment of those people around her really come to fruition. She talks about the roles in relationships and connecting to the aspects of the goddess, and the powers of creation, and all sorts of really, really great things. This class is open for men and women, so I encourage anybody that's interested to attend. Coming up in August, we actually have Lorraine Henrich, who was on our show a couple weeks ago. She's going to be here doing a chakra awakening and a laying on of stones. She is also a channel for Queen Mab, Queen of the Fairies, just as you heard her talk about a couple weeks ago. And she's going to be doing a group channeling of Queen Mab. So that is amazing, and that's coming in August. And in September, we have the headmaster teacher of the Mystery School, Gunni Gunnison, coming to do a week's worth of classes. Now, I don't even know how we did it, but he is going to be here for a week, a full week, teaching everything from they're doing Cleopatra's beauty secrets to vampire magic to a Shambhala fusion event, a ritual night, and we have heard through the grapevine he's going to be teaching one more full day class that he's never really offered anywhere else, and so that's really exciting. The week after he's here, Richard Hakim, who was on our show not too long ago, is going to be instructing a class on exorcism. Now, he's the master exorcist that we had on our show, and he is going to be doing an exorcism class. And that is not open to everyone in the general public, but if you're interested in taking it, please contact me, because there are some prerequisites, and you still have time to get those in before that class. Also in September, we have Dr. Teresa Bullard. Dr. Teresa was, she was on our show, well, probably about a month ago. I don't know if you guys remember. She was talking about alchemy and Kabbalah, and she's going to be doing a two-day unveiling alchemy workshop where she goes into detail about alchemy and how to transform your soul from lead into gold and, you know, really like transmute everything in your aura so that it shines brilliant golden color. I don't know, most of you have heard perhaps that the Dalai Lama has an aura that is gold. So that is September. October, we're so thrilled and so excited. It's the first time ever Crystal Temple is hosting the Rocky Mountain Mystery School's 2008 Teachers and Healers Program. And that includes 5 days of intensive training. It includes, during that week, we have a Keys to Magic Mastery class that Lorraine teaches. We also will have a Ritual Master Initiation and Jikiden Reiki, which is the original Reiki system that was brought down from Mount Karama by Mr. Osui, Sensei Osui in Japan. And the person actually that will be teaching this class is in the direct lineage of Usui. So if you are a Reiki master and you're wanting to take your Reiki to the next level, definitely consider taking this class, because this is like steroids. You'll get a little shot of steroids and really be able to take your Reiki practice to the next level, and take your healing arts to the next level with this workshop. I think it's going to be given over 3 days in the evening, but that could change. So we'll try to keep you posted here on the show, and you can always check our website, www.crystaltemple.org, or give me a call here, either at the show, because I like to take phone calls and call-ins, or at the Crystal Temple. The number here is 503-249-0303. And we're trying to get a 1-800 number put together here real soon so that you guys can call in from all over the place and don't have to pay long-distance charges. The other thing I wanted to share with you, let's see, that was October. November, we have Sandra Reed. Obviously, she's on the show today. She will be doing the Melchizedek channeling and an angelic healing class. And in 2009, we have all sorts of stuff scheduled, from fairy, dragon and elven magic to etheric surgery and more Kabbalah, which I know is I'm looking forward to. We just finished the year of Kabbalah here, and I'm really looking forward to putting together another class to get another year-long program going. It was completely transformational for us here at the temple, and really was a blessing to be able to take that class. John Evans was our instructor. And I'm hoping that perhaps in the next couple weeks I can schedule him to get on the radio. He is the etheric surgery master for North America, and I'd love for him to talk about that as well as perhaps a possible Kabbalah class, upcoming Kabbalah class here in the Portland area, or perhaps, you know, because I know he travels, he's got those classes going on in Atlanta, Florida, Barbados, Los Angeles, San Francisco. So most of the people that I have on the show travel all over the world. If there's something in particular that you hear that you are interested in, definitely give me a call or shoot me an email, because I'm more than happy to pass your information along, or at least give you some information on whatever you're looking for. So a lot of these teachers that I have on the show are affiliated with the Rocky Mountain Mystery School, and you can learn more about the Rocky Mountain Mystery School at their website. That website is www.rmms.com, and there's loads and loads of information on that website. Try not to get lost. If you do, you can always come back to the Crystal Temple site, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that you have. Let's see. Oh, this Sunday, since I've loaded you up with information all the way through 2009, this Sunday I'm actually giving a free lecture on ancient religions. And next Sunday, we here at the temple on the 13th, we are starting our tribal belly dancing series. Now, the first Sunday, the 13th, is at 7 o'clock. And that day is free for anybody who is interested in tribal belly dancing, perhaps has never taken a class or has taken a class and wants to start again. Come by. It's free. It's at 7 o'clock, Sunday, July 13th. We'll give you all the information if you want to continue the class, and definitely take sign-ups. And the other thing we're starting that evening is Aikido. Carl Starkweather, who has been formally training in Ki Aikido for the last 15 years, is going to bring his skills here to the Crystal Temple and offer regular Aikido classes. So this Aikido is not physically strenuous or damaging, but instead it will teach everyone how to rely on natural movement and provide enough aerobic activity to improve circulation of the blood, the lymph, and the chi through the balance of body and mind. So it's a very interactive class. It does get you moving, yet isn't physically strenuous. If you have a problem, you know, if you have problems moving or are physically not as fit as perhaps you'd like to be. So come by and check it out. That first class is free. It's Sunday the 13th if you live in the area. Again, if you don't live in the area and you're interested in the work that we do, give me a call or shoot me an email. Because the very last thing of the day that I wanted to share with you guys is a brand new program that David and I have put together. Well, David has put together Transformation Week. That's not a brand new program. Well, kind of is. He put together Transformation Week. Transformation Week is going to be from September 10th to 14th. It's here at the temple, and it's 5 intensive days, and it is exactly that. 5 days of transforming, empowering classes, initiations, and activations and healings. And that information is definitely on our website, www.crystaltemple.org. The other thing I wanted to share with you, because this is something that I just put together, is I'm actually traveling now doing stress management seminars. These are called Executive Stress Management, and it was created in 1978. It was used by Saab Aerospace, Saab Automobile, Volvo, Ericsson, Nokia, IKEA, and was an instant hit and brought those companies to the next level where they are now, and definitely, you know, a player on a world market. So, you know, I've been in the corporate structure here for about 14 years, and in, October of 2006, when we decided to open this temple and go into business for ourselves, I wanted to take all the experience that I had in the corporate structure and mold it and meld it with the experience and teaching that I've had here at the temple. And through those, I have been able to put together these executive stress management seminars. It's broken into 3 parts. And so part 1 would be the realization of stress, where it comes from and how it is produced. Part B is the understanding of the effects of stress upon the individual and how it impacts overall productivity. and how it even impacts, you know, human relationships, because, you know, in the workplace or in society, you don't leave a job. They say 80% of people don't leave a job because they hate their job. It's because they hate their boss. So if you could take the stress out of relating to your boss, then, you know, the stress of the job wouldn't be as much. So the third part of this executive stress management seminar is obviously going over solutions for managing stress. And I know the economy is sort of whatever it is, and that causes a lot of stress on people, including, you know, gas prices, food prices, traveling, whatever. But I wanted to let you all know that I am definitely available. I will come to you if you put together, you know, I can help you put together a large group or a large event or a company or a business. And if you're interested in having me come and do this, I'd be more than happy to do this for you guys. I have a few already lined up. I'm traveling to do a couple of hospitals. I'm in negotiations to do it with a couple of different larger corporations. So I am definitely available and pimping myself out for anyone who is interested. So, but I just wanted to say thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. I know it was, I really, really appreciated having Sandra Reed on the show today, talking about Melchizedek and the angelic healing. I appreciate everybody listening and listening to me about all of our events that were coming up here at the temple and all the master teachers we have, and really being open to letting the light come forward in your life and empower you on a new level. If you have any other questions, or if you have any ideas, or you want to hear something specific on the show, please give me a call or shoot me an email. You can always get a hold of me through the BBS radio station or through my website, www.crystaltemple.org. Again, thank you so much for listening to today's show. I hope you all have a blessed day.